We're talking about doctrine.
আমিলে সিদ্ধান্তর বিষয়ে এরাই গেছম।
The doctrine of salvation.
মুক্তির সিদ্ধান্তর বিষয়ে মা।
The preacher must pay attention to two things.
প্রচারকলে দুইটা করলে ধ্যান দিন উপস্থিত।
His life and his doctrine.
উসকো জীবনর সিদ্ধান্ত।
He must grow in holiness.
উ পবিত্রতাম বর্ণ উপস্থিত।
And he must study the truth.
আর উসলে সত্যতালে পূর্ণ উপস্থিত।
What you say?
যে তোমাইলে ভন্নুনছ।
And what you live?
রাজন্তর গাল তোমাই জীবনর।
Must be the same.
উসলে উপস্থিত।
Nepal's great need.
নেপাল গস্তুরেন তুলা আস্তিকা।
Men that understand the gospel.
মানছেলে সুসমাচার তো বুঝছেন
that understand the doctrine of salvation
মুক্তিকো সিদ্ধান্তলা বুঝেগা ছাইনেন হলা
and can plainly teach it to others
তাকি উনালে সেই প্রসুরমারলে শিখাওন সকল
yesterday we talked about the necessity of salvation
ইসলামলে সেই মুক্তিকা আবশ্যকতাক বিষয়ে হেরেও
man's sinful condition
মানসিকো পাপমে অবস্থাক বিষয়ে হেরেও
spiritually dead
ও আত্মিক রূপে মরে
totally depraved
পূর্ণরূপক
দুরাচারী নৈতিক
রূপে অসমর্থ
legally guilty
রূপে দোষী
in spiritual bondage
আমি আত্মিক দাসত্ব মনি
man has many problems
মানসিকা তো প্রেই সমস্যা আছেন
yesterday we talked about the power of salvation
ইসলামলে মুক্তিকো শক্তিকে বিষয়ে হেরেও
the work of the holy spirit
পবিত্র আত্মাকো কামকে বিষয়ে হেরেও
and causing men to be born again
মানসলাই সেই নয়া জন্ম দিনে বিষয়ে হেরেও
we talked about the necessity of the new birth
নয়া জন্মকো আবশ্যকতাকো বিষয়ে হেরেও
man is dead
মানসে মরেকো
we talked about the nature or definition of the new birth
নয়া জন্মকো পরিভাষা বা স্বভাবকে বিষয়ে হেরেও
it's the giving of life
অনিয়সে জীবন দিনই করো
we talked about the person that gives the new birth
নয়া জন্ম দিনে ব্যক্তিকো বিষয়ে হেরেও
the holy spirit
পবিত্র আত্মা লিতে দিন উনসা
we talked about the instrument he uses
अनि नयाँ जन्म दिनको लागि चाहिने साधनको विषयमा हेर्यौ
द वर्ड अफ गॉड
त्यो परमेश्वरको वचन हो
एन्ड वी टॉक्ड अबाउट द रिजल्ट अफ रिजेनरेशन
अनि पुनर्जीवनको परिणामको विषयमा हेर्यौ
ट्रू कन्वर्जन
साँचो परिवर्तन हो
फेथ एन्ड रिपेन्टेंस
विश्वास र विश्वास
जीसस सेड दिस
येशूले यसो भन्नुभयो
अनलेस यु आर बोर्न अगेन
तिमीले नयाँ जन्म नपाएसम्म
यू क्यान नॉट सी द किंगडम अफ गॉड
तिमीले परमेश्वरको राज्य देख्न सक्दैनौ
बिफोर अ मैन क्यान बिलीभ
मान्छेले विश्वास गर्नु अगाडि
बिफोर ही क्यान रिपेन्ट
उसले पस्ताव गर्नुभन्दा अगाडि
ही मस्ट बी बोर्न अगेन
तिमीले नयाँ जन्म पाएकै
हो बट लिसन केयरफुली
तर ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस
आई डोन्ट मीन दिस
मेरो भनाइको अर्थ यो होइन
अ मैन इज बोर्न अगेन
मान्छे चाहिँ नयाँ जन्म पाएको छ
देन वन इयर लेटर
एक वर्ष पछाडि
5 years later 10 years later then he's converted
अब उसले सांसद परिवर्तन पाउँछ भन्ने होइन
that's not what we mean
हाम्रो भनाइको अर्थ यो होइन
regeneration
पुनर्जीवन
and conversion
सांसद परिवर्तन
happen like this
एकैचोटी घट्छ यिनीहरू एकैचोटी
he gives life
उसले जीवन दिनुहुन्छ
and the man come
अनि मान्छे आउँछ
he doesn't delay
ढिलो गर्दैन उसले
life He comes.
Jivan aayals.
But it's like this.
You say ekesari tatkale sansange huni kuro.
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Kinike pavitra atma ko kaam ho.
So yesterday we talked about the necessity of salvation.
Isa hamle sai mukti ko avashyakta ko bisayama heryo.
Man's sinful condition.
Manse ko paap mai avastha ko bisayama heryo.
We also talked about the power of salvation.
Hamle mukti ko shakti ko bisayama pani heryo.
The Spirit regenerates.
पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ पुनर्जीवन दिनुहुन्छ
दिस मर्निङ वी टॉक्ड अबाउट द प्लान अफ साल्वेसन
आज बिहान हामीले मुक्तिको योजनाको विषयमा हेर्यौ
फादर चूजेस
पिताले छान्नुहुन्छ
नाउ वी वान्ट टु टॉक अबाउट द वर्क अफ द सन
अब हामी पुत्रको कामको विषयमा हेर्छौ
हाउ वाज आवर साल्वेसन अकम्प्लिश
हाम्रो मुक्तिलाई कसरी पूरा गरिएको हुन्छ
द फादर चूजेस
पिताले छान्नुहुन्छ
एन्ड द स्पिरिट गिव्स लाइफ
पवित्र आत्माले जीवन दिनुहुन्छ
बट द सन
तर पुत्रले
रिडीम्स
हामीलाई छुटकारा दिनुहुन्छ
नाउ व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट द वर्क अफ द सन
जब हामीले चाहिँ पुत्रका कामहरूको विषयमा चर्चा गर्छौं
द बाइबल यूजेस मेनी डिफरेंट टर्म्स
बाइबलले थुप्रै भाषाहरूको प्रयोग गर्छ
रिजेनरेशन
पुनर्जीवन
सैक्रिफाइस
बलिदान
रिकन्सिलिएशन
मिलाप
अटोनमेंट
प्रायश्चित
How about propitiation? You ever heard?
Yeah,
you don't have a word for that. Satisfaction.
We have that.
Yeah.
संतुष्टि
it uses many different words
यस्ता थुप्रै शब्दहरूलाई यसले प्रयोग गर्छ
and if you're going to be a gospel preacher
यदि तपाईँ सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्ने प्रचारक हुनुहुन्छ
भने if you're going to preach the word of God correctly
परमेश्वरको वचनलाई सही प्रकारले प्रचार गर्ने व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ
भने you must be able to explain the work of Christ
क्रिस्टका कामहरूलाई तपाईँले व्याख्या गर्न सक्नुपर्छ
because the gospel is the power of God to salvation
किनभने मुक्तिको लागि परमेश्वरको शक्ति हो
सुसमाचार
तर तपाईँले बाइबली सुसमाचारलाई प्रचार गर्न
not according to your own plan
तपाईँको आफ्नै योजना अनुसार होइन
not according to tradition
परम्परा अनुसार होइन
but according to the word of God
तर परमेश्वरको योजना मुताबिक
and listen carefully when the Bible describes the work of Christ
जब बाइबलले क्रिस्टको कामहरूको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ
it uses many different words
यसले थुप्रै शब्दहरूको प्रयोग गर्छ
but the largest category the broadest description is this
तर ती सबै मध्येमा पनि एउटा शब्द छ जसले सबैलाई ओगट्ने प्रयास गर्छ
Bible calls it a work of obedience right that down
बाइबलले यसलाई चाहिँ आज्ञाकारिताको काम भनेर भन्छ
obedience
आज्ञाकारिता
Now let's look at a few verses.
के पोदरले हेरौं त
We're talking about the work of Christ.
अनि क्रिस्टको कामको विषयमा हेरिरहेका
छौं. When he came to the earth.
जब उहाँ धरतीमा आउनुभयो.
To fulfill the will of the Father.
पिताको इच्छालाई पूरा गर्न.
His life was characterized by obedience.
उहाँको जीवन चाहिँ आज्ञाकारिताले भरिएको
थियो. This is the main description of the work of Christ.
क्रिस्टको कामको यो सबैभन्दा ठूलो व्याख्या हो
Look in the book of Philippians.
फिलिपीको पुस्तकमा हेरौं.
And chapter 2.
दुई अध्याय.
We're talking about the work of Christ.
हामीले क्रिस्टको कामको विषयमा हेरिरहेका छौं.
Now we're walking on holy ground.
अहिले हामी चाहिँ पवित्र भूमिमा हिँडिरहेका छौँ.
Now we come right to the heart of the gospel.
अब हामी सुसमाचारको केन्द्रबिन्दुमा आइसकेका छौँ.
Why did Christ come to the earth?
किन यसो विशेष संसारमा आउनुभयो?
To accomplish the will of the Father.
पिताको इच्छा पूरा गर्नको लागि.
Not to do his own will.
उहाँको आफ्नै इच्छा पूरा गर्नको लागि होइन.
To do the will of his Father.
पिताको इच्छा पूरा गर्नको लागि.
And how do we describe his work?
अनि यो उहाँको कामलाई कसरी व्याख्या गर्ने त?
A work of obedience. Look in the book of Philippians.
फिलिपीको पुस्तकमा
आउनु And chapter 2.
दुई अध्याय.
This wonderful passage.
एउटा उदयको खण्ड हो.
The humility of Christ.
क्रिस्टको विनम्रताको विषयमा
Verse 5.
पाँचमा
हेर्नुहोस्. Have this attitude in you that was in Christ Jesus.
तिमीहरूमा यस्तो मनोज ख्रीष्ट येशूमा पनि थियो.
He's exhorting the Christians to be humble.
क्रिस्चियनहरू नम्र हो भनेर अर्थ दिएको छ यहाँनिर
What example does he use?
कुन उदाहरणलाई पावलले उल्लेख गरेको छ
The example of Christ.
क्रिस्टको उदाहरणलाई
We can't be proud.
हामी घमण्डी हुन सक्दैनौ
We cannot promote ourselves.
हामीले आफूले आफूलाई बढाइ चढाइ
गर्न सक्दैनौ We must walk in humility.
हामी विनम्रतामा हिँड्नु पर्छ
Why?
किन थाहा
Because our Lord and Master walked in humility.
किनभने हाम्रो प्रभु र हाम्रो मालिक चाहिँ विनम्रतामा हिँड्नु
भयो And he has given you a new heart.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई नयाँ
You cannot be proud.
हामी घमण्डी हुन सक्दैन
How did Christ show his humility?
यसो कृष्णले कसरी त्यो विनम्रतालाई प्रदर्शन गर्नुभयो पछिल्लो हेर्नुहोस्
Though he existed in the form of God.
परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा भएर पनि
He didn't regard this equality with God a thing to be possessed or grasped.
उहाँले परमेश्वरको बराबरी हुने कुरालाई एउटा पक्रि राख्ने भाँडो
उहाँले
स्वर्गमा महिमित पारिनुभयो
He had a high position.
उहाँको उच्च ओहदा थियो
He had great glory.
ठूलो महिमा थियो
He had great worship from the angels.
अनि स्वर्गदूतहरूले उहाँको आराधना गर्थे
He was willing to give all that up.
तर ती सबै कुराहरूलाई त्याग्न उहाँ
He didn't give up his deity.
उहाँले आफ्नो ईश्वरत्व चाहिँ गुमाउनु भएन
He gave up his high position.
तर उहाँको उच्च ओहदालाई उहाँले
त्यागिदिनु भयो And verse 7.
पछाडिलाई हेर्नुहोस्
He emptied himself.
उहाँले आफैले रित्त बनाउनु भयो
Not of his deity.
उहाँको ईश्वरत्वको बारेमा होइन
But of his exalted position.
तर उहाँको त्यो उच्च स्थानलाई
And he took the form of a servant.
अनि उहाँले एउटा नोकरको रूप धारण
गर्नुभयो And he was made in the likeness of man.
अनि मनुष्य भएर जन्मनु भयो
Eternal deity.
अनन्त परमेश्वर
The second person of the Trinity.
त्रिताको दोस्रो व्यक्तित्व
The eternal word.
अनन्त वचन
came to this earth.
यो धरतीमा आउनु
And he joined with sinless humanity. Sinless humanity. He joined it.
Oh yeah. अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ उहाँले एउटा पाप रहित मानवता आफूमा लिएर
आउनुभयो अनि
कन्या मरियमको गर्भमा
अनि वाज बोर्न अ म्यान
अनि उहाँ एउटा मान्छे जस्तो भएर जन्मनुभयो
एन्ड दो ही वाज अ किंग
उहाँ राजा हुनुभए तापनि
ही बिकेम अ सर्वेंट
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा कमारो बन्नुभयो
एन्ड ही वाश्ड फीट
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ मान्छेहरूको पाउ धुनुभयो
एन्ड ही सर्वड मेन
मान्छेहरूको सेवा गर्नुभयो
एन्ड नोटिस व्हाट इट सेज
याद गर्नुहोस् के भनिएको
verse 8
पदार्थलाई हेर्नुहोस्
ही हम्बल्ड हिमसेल्फ
उहाँले आफैलाई नम्र तुल्याउनु
बाइ बिकमिंग ओबिडियन्ट टु द पॉइंट अफ डेथ ऑन द क्रॉस
क्रूसको मृत्युसम्मै आज्ञाकारी भएर
ही वाज ओबिडियन्ट
उहाँ आज्ञाकारी हुनुहुन्थ्यो
हाउ डज पॉल डिस्क्राइब द लाइफ अफ क्राइस्ट
यसो यसको जीवनलाई पॉलले कसरी व्याख्या गर्छन् यहाँ
ही वाज ओबिडियन्ट
उहाँ आज्ञाकारी हुनुहुन्थ्यो
लुक इन द बुक अफ हिब्रूज
हिब्रूको पुस्तकमा
हेर्नुहोस् एन्ड चैप्टर 5
5
वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द वर्क of Christ.
हामीले क्रिस्टको कामको विषयमा हेरिरहेका
छौं. It's the work of obedience.
अनि यो चाहिँ आज्ञाकारिताको काम हो.
Hebrews chapter 5.
हिब्रू 5 अध्याय.
Verse 7.
पोस्ट
Notice what the writer of Hebrews says.
हिब्रूका लेखकले के भन्छन् हेर्नुस्.
In the days of his flesh he offered up prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears. Read that verse, brother.
आफ्नो शारीरिक जीवनमा हुनुहुँदा उहाँलाई मृत्युबाट बचाउन सक्नुहुनेलाई उहाँले बडो क्रन्दन र आँसु सहित प्रार्थना चढाउनु भयो अनि आफ्नो भक्तिपूर्ण समर्पणको कारणले उहाँको प्रार्थना र नम्र निवेदन
Notice verse 8.
पदार्थलाई हेर्नुहोस्
Look at verse 8.
पदार्थलाई हेर्नुहोस्
What did he learn?
उहाँले के सिक्नुभयो के सिक्नुभयो त्यहाँ के गर्न सिक्नुभयो भनिएको छ पदार्थमा
He learned to be obedient.
आज्ञाकारी बन्न सिक्नुभयो
He was the son of God.
उहाँ परमेश्वरको पुत्र हुनुहुन्थ्यो
But he became a man.
तर उहाँ मान्छे बन्नुभयो
And he became a servant.
उहाँ कमारो बन्नुभयो
And his whole life.
अनि उहाँको सम्पूर्ण जीवन
He learned obedience.
आज्ञाकारीमा बितेको
थियो He was always obedient.
उहाँ सधैँ आज्ञाकारी
He was never disobedient.
उहाँ कहिले अनाज्ञाकारी
बन्नुभएन He always pleased his father.
उहाँले सधैँ आफ्नो पितालाई प्रसन्न
पार्नुभयो He did everything the father said.
पिताले भन्नुभएको सबै कुराहरू गर्नुभयो
He said I don't do my own will.
म आफ्नै इच्छा पूरा गर्दिन
But what I see the father doing this I do.
पिताले गरेको म जे देख्दछु म त्यही गर्नेछु
I do the will of my father.
मेरो पिताको इच्छा पालन गर्छु
And at every point in Jesus life
यीशु ख्रीष्टको जीवनको हरेक क्षेत्रमा
He was obedient.
उहाँ आज्ञाकारी हुनुभएको थियो
When he was obedient to the law.
उहाँ जब उहाँ चाहिँ व्यवस्था प्रति आज्ञाकारी हुनुभयो
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्
You must understand Christ's relationship to the law.
व्यवस्थासित ख्रीष्टको सम्बन्धलाई तपाईँले बुझ्नै पर्छ
Everything Jesus did on earth was in relationship to the law of God.
येशु ख्रीष्टले संसारमा गर्नुभएको हरेक कुरो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थासँग सम्बन्धित थियो
In his life
उहाँको जीवन
And in his death
उहाँको मृत्युमा
Everything he did
उहाँले गर्नुभएको हरेक कुरो
was in relationship to the law of God.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थासँग सम्बन्धित थियो
Remember what we said yesterday.
हामीले हिजो के भनेको थियौँ याद गर्नुहोस्
When a baby is born
जब एउटा बच्चा जन्मन्छ
he's born under the law.
ऊ व्यवस्था मुनि जन्मन्छ
And what does the law require?
व्यवस्थाले के माग्छ
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारिता
Every day.
हरेक दिन
Every hour.
हरेक क्षण
Every word.
जताततै
Every thought.
हरेक विचार
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारिता
All men have broken the law.
सबै मान्छेहरूले त्यो व्यवस्थालाई तोडेका छन्
We have told lies.
हामीले झुट बोलेका छौँ
We have been angry.
हामी रिसाएका छौँ
We have had lust.
हामीले काम बासना
We have stolen.
हामीले चोरेका छौँ
We have disobeyed.
हामी अन्याज्ञाकारी भएका
छौँ We could not keep the law.
हामीले व्यवस्थालाई पालन गर्न सकेनौँ
Adam could not keep the law.
आदमले व्यवस्थालाई पालन गर्न सकेनौँ
Israel could not keep the law.
इस्राएलले व्यवस्थालाई पालन गर्न सकेनौँ
You could not keep the law.
तपाईँले व्यवस्था पालन गर्न
सकेनौँ I could not keep the law.
मैले व्यवस्थालाई पालन गर्न
सकेनौँ Nobody could keep the law.
कसैले व्यवस्थालाई पालन गर्न सकेनौँ
God sent his only son.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो पुत्र पठाउनु भयो
The last Adam.
अन्तिम आदम
True Israel.
साँचो इस्राएल
God's obedient son.
परमेश्वरको आज्ञाकारी पुत्र
And he was born in the earth.
अनि उहाँ यस संसारमा जन्मनुभयो
Born of a woman.
स्त्रीबाट जन्मनुभयो
Look in the book of Galatians.
गलातीको पुस्तकमा हेर्नुहोस्
Chapter 4.
चार अध्याय
Where was Jesus born?
यीशु ख्रीष्ट कहाँ जन्मनुभयो
He was born in a stable.
उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा गोठमा जन्मनुभयो
He was born in Bethlehem.
उहाँ Bethlehem में जन्म हुए.
But look what Paul says.
Verse 4.
When the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son according to plan, according to God's purpose. God sent forth His Son. The Son existed from all eternity. He sent forth His Son. Now look at the verse. Chapter 4. Verse 4. He sent forth His Son. Two things. What's the first thing? Born of a woman. He became sinless humanity. What's the second thing? Where was He born?
दूसरे गुरु त्यां और को खंडन ले इससे वहाँ कहाँ जन्म हुआ है? पोचारण सर.
Born
स्त्री बाटा दूसरो? यार.
Born under the law.
व्यवस्था को अधीन में जन्म हुआ है.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दे रहे
You must understand Jesus' relationship to the law.
व्यवस्था सँग येशूको सम्बन्धलाई तपाईले बुझ्नै पर्छ.
You must understand man's relationship to the law.
मान्छेको व्यवस्थासँग भएको सम्बन्धलाई तपाईले बुझ्नै पर्छ.
I told you yesterday.
हिजो मैले तपाईलाई भने.
When a baby is born.
जब एउटा बच्चा जन्मन्छ.
He got two problems.
उसको दुईटा समस्या हुन्छ.
He has a sinful heart.
उसको हृदय खराब छ.
When he's born into the world.
जब ऊ संसारमा जन्मन्छ.
He's born with a disease.
ऊ रोग लिएर जन्मन्छ.
But he has a second problem.
उसको दोस्रो पनि समस्या छ.
Something is waiting for him.
के कुरोले प्रतीक्षा गरिरहेको छ?
What's waiting for him?
के कुरोले प्रतीक्षा गरिरहेको छ?
God's law. And what does the law say? Perfect obedience. Now what does it say about Jesus? He was born of a woman. But He was different than we are. He didn't have a sinful nature. He was sinless. He was human. But He had no sinful heart. He had no sinful disease. When He was born, He was born of a woman. But He was sinless. But listen carefully. When Jesus came out of the womb of Mary, what was waiting for Him? What was waiting for Him? The law.
व्यवस्थाले?
The law was waiting for Him.
व्यवस्थाले प्रतीक्षा गरिरहेको थियो.
And what did Paul say?
पौलले के भन्छन्?
He was born under the law.
पौलले भन्छ कि वहाँ व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा जन्मनुभयो.
Now that means several things.
यसको अर्थ थुप्रै लाग्छ.
The first thing.
पहिलो कुरो.
He was a natural born Jewish boy that was born into the Old Testament ceremonial system.
यसको पहिलो अर्थ के हो भने उहाँ एउटा यहुदी भएर पुरानो करारको त्यो धार्मिक विधि विधानमा जन्मनुभयो.
But it means more than that.
त यसको अर्थ त्योभन्दा बेसी हो.
He occupied a special position. He was born under the law. As a representative. As the last Adam. As the true Israel. As the representative of His people. And when Jesus was born into the world, the law of God was waiting for Him. And everywhere He went, every step He took, every word He spoke, every look of His eye, everything He did, every day, every hour, every moment, every word, the law was over His head. And what did the law say?
देवस्थाले के भनेको थियो?
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारी.
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारी.
Perfect obedience.
सिद्ध आज्ञाकारी.
Adam did not obey the law.
ఆదంలే వ్యవస్థ పాలన గడ
సకేన. Israel did not obey the law.
ఇశ్రాయేలు వ్యవస్థ పాలన గరేనా.
We could not obey the law.
ఆమేలే వ్యవస్థ పాలన గడ సకేన.
We got two problems.
ఆమేలే దుయిత సమస్య.
We got problem with our nature.
మన స్వభావ సమస్య.
And we have problem with the law of God.
పరమేశ్వరుకు వ్యవస్థ సంగ పని సమస్య.
We broke it.
ఆమేలే తలై బాసిగా.
We could not obey it.
ఆమేలే తీసుకు పాలన గడ సకేన.
And the curse of the law.
వ్యవస్థకు శ్రాప.
The penalty of the law.
వ్యవస్థకు దండ.
The condemnation of the law.
వ్యవస్థకు దోషి ఠహరాలి.
Was over our head.
అమరు తౌకు మాతి సర్.
But God sent forth his son.
సర్ పరమేశ్వరు ఆపన పుత్రల పఠాను భయ.
Born of a woman.
స్త్రీ వర జన్మన భయ వహా.
Born under the law.
వ్యవస్థకు దీన్ వని జన్మన భయ.
Why?
కిన తాస.
Look at the next verse.
పచిల పోద్న హెర్నస్.
Why?
కిన తాస.
Why was Christ born under the law?
Kina Yesu Christ vyavasthako adhin ma janmanu bhayo.
Verse 5.
Pad 5 ma prashna lekheko.
Why was he born under the law?
Kina janmanu bhayo? Ke lekheko cha suru ma hernus ta pad 5 ma? To redeem those who are under the law.
Why was he born under the law?
Kina wa vyavasthako adhin ma janmanu
bhayo? Because you are under the law.
Kina ki tapai vyavasthako adhin ma hununcha?
I was under the law.
Ma vyavasthako adhin ma thiye.
And we were condemned by the law.
Ani vyavasthale hamra doshi thiyo.
And we broke the law.
Ani hamle vyavastha todyo.
And we could not obey the law.
Ani tesko palan garna sakena.
We were under its curse.
Ani shrap ma
thiye. We were under its penalty.
Ami danda ma
thiye. We were under its condemnation.
Ani hamai doshi thorai.
And we could not save ourselves.
Ami aple apla bachauna sakena.
Because the works of the law must be perfect.
किनकि व्यवस्थाका कामहरू सिद्ध हुनु पर्छ.
And the law was weak.
व्यवस्था कमजोर थियो.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because of our sin.
हाम्रो पाप कारणले गर्दा.
And we could not obey the law.
अनि हामीले व्यवस्थाको पालन गर्न सकेन.
We could not be perfect.
हामी सिद्ध हुन सकेन.
And we were under the law.
अनि हामी व्यवस्थाको अधीन
थियौ. And it's a heavy cloud.
अनि एउटा ठूलो बादल
थियो. Full of God's wrath.
परमेश्वरको क्रोधले भरिएको.
God sent his son.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो पुत्र पठाउनु
भयो. We were under the law.
हामी व्यवस्था अधीनमा.
God sent his son under the law.
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो पुत्र सहित त्यहाँ पठाउनु भयो.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
To deliver us out from under the law.
व्यवस्था मुनि रहेकाहरूलाई चाहिँ छुटकारा दिनको लागि.
How did he do it?
कसरी उहाँले त्यो गर्नुभयो?
In two ways.
दुईटा तरिकाले.
He perfectly obeyed its commandments in his life.
पहिलो कुरो चाहिँ आफ्नो जीवनमा येशु ख्रीष्टले सिद्ध रूपमा ती सबै आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्नुभयो.
He never broke the law.
उहाँले कुनै पनि व्यवस्था तोड्नु भएन.
From the time he was a baby.
उहाँ जन्मेदेखि नै.
When he was 8 days old.
8 वर्षको हुँदा फेरि.
They took him to the temple.
मन्दिरमा लग्यो 8 दिनको समयमा.
Getting circumcised.
अनि उहाँलाई खतना गरियो.
According to the law.
व्यवस्था मुताबिक.
When he was 12 years old.
जब उहाँ 12 वर्षको पुग्नुभयो.
He obeyed his parents.
अनि उहाँले आफ्नो बुवा आमाको भनाई मान्नु
भयो.
किन थाहा छ?
Because the law says honor your father and mother.
किनकि व्यवस्थाले भन्छ कि आफ्नो बुवा आमाको
आदर गर. When he was 30 years old.
जब उहाँ 30 वर्षको पुग्नुभयो.
He went to the river Jordan.
अनि उहाँ यर्दन नदीमा जानुभयो.
And he said baptize me John.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो कि योहन्ना मलाई बप्तिस्मा देऊ.
John said you should baptize me.
अनि योहन्नाले यस्तो भन्छ तिमीले पो मलाई बप्तिस्मा दिनुपर्छ त.
But Jesus said no John you baptize me.
तर यसले भन्नुभयो अहिले यस्तै हुन देऊ मलाई बप्तिस्मा दिनु.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
What did Jesus say?
किन यसले त्यस्तो भन्नुभयो?
To fulfill all righteousness.
सबै धार्मिकता पूरा गर्नका लागि.
And what is righteousness?
धार्मिकता के हो त?
Perfect conformity to the law.
व्यवस्थासित सिद्ध रूपमा समान हुनु हो.
And Jesus said the Pharisee to the Pharisee.
अनि यसले ती फरिसीलाई भन्नुभयो.
Which one of you convicts me of sin?
तिमीहरू मध्ये कसले मलाई पापको दोष लगाउन सक्छौ?
He had no sin.
उहाँमा कुनै पाप थिएन.
And in his life.
उहाँको जीवनमा.
At every point in his life.
उहाँको जीवनको हरेक कुनामा.
His obedience was perfect.
उहाँको आज्ञाकारिता पूर्ण थियो.
But it wasn't complete.
तर यो पुरै भने भइसकेको थिएन जीवन.
So he learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
अनि आफूले भोग्नुभएका ती दुःखहरूबाट उहाँ आज्ञाकारी बन्न सिक्नुभयो.
And when he came to the garden of Gethsemane.
जब उहाँ गेत्सेमनीको बगैँचामा आउनुभयो.
And he sweat great drops of blood.
अनि उहाँको पसिना ठुलठुला रगत.
What did he say?
के भन्नुभयो उहाँले?
Father, if you're willing, take this cup away from me.
प्रभु तपाईको एक पिता तपाईको इच्छा भयो भने
what was the cup
अनि त्यो त्यो बपतिस्मा के थियो
it wasn't physical death
यो शारीरिक मृत्यु त थिएन त्यहाँ नि
what did jesus shrink back from
केबाट भाग्न खोजिरहनु भयो तपाईँलाई थाहा
छ it wasn't physical death
यो उहाँले भोग्नुपर्ने मृत्युको विषय
it was the cup
यो एउटा चाहिँ कचौरा थियो
and what was the cup
त्यो कचौरा के थियो
the curse of the law
त्यो व्यवस्थाको श्राप थियो
the penalty of sin
त्यो चाहिँ पापको दण्ड थियो
the wrath of god
परमेश्वरको क्रूर थियो
the big cloud
त्यो एउटा ठूलो बादल
थियो it was over our head
जुन उहाँको शिरमा थियो
full of god's wrath
परमेश्वरको क्रोधले भरिएको
jesus said father if you're willing take this cup from me
यसले भन्नुभयो हे प्रभु तपाईँ इच्छा गर्नुहुन्छ भने मबाट यो हटाउनुहोस्
But what did he say?
के भन्नुभयो उहाँले पिताले के भन्नुभयो
Not my will.
तर यसुले यसरी भन्नुहुन्छ मेरो इच्छा मुताबिक होइन
But your will be done.
तर तपाईँको इच्छा पूरा होस्
He was obedient to the point of death on a cross.
क्रूसको मृत्युसम्म उहाँ आज्ञाकारी भन्नुभयो
Listen carefully. When we talk about Jesus work It is a work of obedience. Write this down. In his life, he obeyed the law's commandments. Just write that short, say it anyway. Sure. He obeyed the law's commandments. He fulfilled the requirements of the law.
व्यवस्थाका मागहरूलाई पूरा गर्नुभयो.
In his death,
उहाँको मृत्युमा,
he suffered the law's curse.
व्यवस्थाको श्रापलाई भोग्नुभयो.
The law says two things.
व्यवस्थाले दुई कुरा भन्छ.
Perfect obedience to the commandment.
यी आज्ञाहरूप्रति सिद्ध रूपमा आज्ञाकारी बन्नु.
And if you don't obey,
यदि तपाईँले पालन गर्नु भएन भने,
the law says you are cursed.
व्यवस्थाले भन्छ कि श्रापित भएका छौ तिमी.
You are guilty.
तिमी दोषी ठहरिएको छौ.
You must pay a penalty.
अब दण्ड तिर्नु पर्छ.
Adam did not obey.
आदमले आज्ञा पालन गरेन.
Israel did not obey.
इजरायलले पालन गरेन.
We could not obey.
हामीले पालन गर्न सकेनौ.
The last Adam.
आखिरी आदम.
The true Israel.
साँचो इजरायल.
Our representative.
हाम्रो प्रतिनिधि.
Came to this earth.
यो धरतीमा आउनुभयो.
Was born under the law.
व्यवस्था मुनि जन्मनु
भयो. And by his life.
अनि उहाँको जीवनद्वारा.
He fulfilled its righteousness.
उहाँले आफ्नो धार्मिकता पूरा गर्नुभयो.
What is righteousness?
धार्मिकता के हो?
Perfect conformity to the law.
व्यवस्थासित सिद्ध रूपमा समान हुनु.
When you go down to the market.
जब तपाईँ बजारमा जानुहुन्छ.
And you buy some grain.
तपाईँले केही किन्नुहुन्छ.
They put it in the scales
ani tyani ra chai euta taraju ma jokhincha
and on one side they put 1 kilo
ani eka pati chai euta 1 kilo ko dhyak rakhincha
and on the other side they start to pour in the grain
ani arko pati chai te chamal rakhincha hola
and when the grain gets perfectly equal to the kilo
अनि जब त्यो चामल चाहिँ त्यो ढकसँग जब बराबर मिल्छ
द्याट इज राइटियसनेस
त्यसलाई हामी धार्मिकता भन्छौँ
परफेक्ट कन्फर्मिटी टु द स्ट्यान्डर्ड
त्यो मापदण्डसँग बराबर हुनु
वाट इज द स्ट्यान्डर्ड
त्यो मापदण्ड के हो त
द लॉ अफ गॉड
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था हो
एडम वाज पुट इन द स्केल्स
आदमलाई पनि त्यही तराजुमा राख्यो तर तराजुमा राख्दा
ही ब्रोक द लॉ
आदम चाहिँ समान हुन सकेन
इज्राएल वाज पुट इन द स्केल्स
इज्राएललाई पनि त्यही तराजुमा राख्यो फेरि असमान भयो
बराबर
व्यवस्थालाई
They could not meet the standard.
त्यो मापदण्डसँग समान हुन सकेन
We were put in the scale.
हामीलाई पनि त्यही तराजुमा राखिएको
थियो We could not reach the glory of God.
हामी पनि परमेश्वरको महिमासम्म पुग्न सकेन
We could not meet the standard.
हामीले त्यो मापदण्ड बराबर हुन सकेन
God took his own son.
अनि परमेश्वरले आफ्नो एकलौटे पुत्रलाई
put him in the scale.
अनि उहाँलाई पनि तराजुकै कापटी राखे
And in his life.
उहाँको जीवनमा
Every day.
हरेक दिन
Every hour.
हरेक क्षण
Every word.
जताततै
Every thought.
हरेक विचार
Every act.
हरेक क्रियाकलाप
And he got to the garden.
अनि उहाँलाई चाहिँ बगैँचामा उहाँ पुग्नु
भयो. And he said, "Not my will, thy will be done."
मेरो इच्छा होइन तपाईँको इच्छा पूरा होस्.
perfect obedience.
अनि सिद्ध रूपमा उहाँले चाहिँ आज्ञा पालन गर्नुभयो.
In his life, he perfectly obeyed the commandments of the law.
Do
you understand what we're saying? Man has a legal problem.
He
is under the law. Can't obey the law. God sent His Son. Paul said He was born under the law. And everywhere Jesus went, He was our representative. And is our substitute. In our place, He did what we could not do. He obeyed the law of God. And that is righteousness. Perfect conformity to the standard. That's what the word righteousness means. You have a perfect standard. The law of God. Jesus met the standard. In His life, He obeyed its commandments. In His death, He suffered its curse. He paid the penalty. Not for His own sin. He never committed sin. How did He redeem us? Look back in Galatians again. Galatians chapter 4.
Galatians 4.
And verse 5. He redeemed those that were under the law. How did He do this? Look in chapter
3.
Chapter
3.
Verse 10. Many as the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law to do
them. What is the
requirement of the law? Obey everyone. Verse 11. We could not be justified by the law.
परमेश्वरको दृष्टिमा व्यवस्थाबाट कोही मानिस धर्मी ठहरिँदैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
There wasn't anything wrong with the law.
व्यवस्थामा कुनै कुरा समस्या थिएन.
There's something wrong with us.
हामीसँगै समस्या थियो.
We could not obey it.
हामीले त्यसलाई पालन गर्न सकेनौ.
Notice verse 13.
13 पदमा हेर्नुस्.
In Christ's death.
येशू ख्रीष्टको मृत्युमा.
Look what the verse says.
के भन्छ यसले?
He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
उहाँले हामीलाई व्यवस्थाको सराबाट मोल तिरेर छुटाउनु भयो.
How did He do this?
कसरी गर्नुभयो थाहा छ?
By becoming a curse for us.
हाम्रो निम्ति सराब बनेर.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because what does the Bible say?
के भन्छ बाइबलले?
Look at the verse.
त्यो पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
काठमा झुन्डिने हरेक श्रापित हुन्छ भन्ने लेखिएको छ.
When Jesus died on the cross.
जब येशू क्रिस्तमा मर्नुभयो.
He was not just suffering physical death.
उहाँले आत्मिक मृत्यु मात्र भोग्नु भएको थिएन.
What was he experiencing?
उहाँले के को अनुभूति गर्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो?
The curse of the law.
व्यवस्थाको श्राप पनि भोगिरहनु भएको थियो.
And what is the curse of the law?
व्यवस्थाको श्राप के हो त?
Two things.
दुईवटा कुरा छ.
Separation from God.
परमेश्वरबाट अलग हुनु.
Suffering the wrath of God.
परमेश्वरको क्रोधलाई भोग्नु.
Matthew 25. He will separate them as sheep from the goats. And He will say to the goats, two things. Depart from me into the everlasting fire. And how does He describe them? You cursed ones. Jesus died on the cross under the curse of God. And God said to Him, depart from me, you cursed one.
स्थापित हो
to suffer the wrath of God.
परमेश्वर को क्रोध भोगने को लागि
and in 6 hours of time the Son of God bore the wrath of God, the curse of the law, the penalty of sin. It should have fallen upon our head. All those clouds that were over our head that got bigger and bigger every time we sinned, filled full of wrath. Jesus came to the earth and he took all of those clouds over the heads of his people, and God made one big cloud full of the wrath that we deserved, and he put it over the head of his Son.
त्यो बादललाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरले आफ्नो पुत्रको शिरमाथि खनाइदिनु भयो अनि क्रुसमा
that cloud broke
अनि क्रुसमा त्यो बादल चाहिँ चकनासुर भयो
and the wrath of God
अनि परमेश्वरको क्रोध
that you deserved
जुन क्रोध तपाईले पाउनु पर्ने थियो
that you deserved
तपाईले पाउनु पर्ने थियो
that you deserved
तपाईको निम्ति थियो
and that I deserved
मेरो निम्ति थियो
fell on the holy head of the Son of God
परमेश्वरको पुत्रको पवित्र शिरमाथि खनाइयो
and he redeemed us by shedding his own blood and by delivering us from out from under the law.
अनि व्यवस्थाको त्यो दासत्व मुनिबाट
हामीलाई
अलग गर्नु
by suffering the curse in our place.
हाम्रो सट्टामा उहाँले दुःख भोगेर
listen carefully if you want to understand the work of Jesus Christ
यदि तपाईँले येशु ख्रीष्टका कामहरूलाई बुझ्न
चाहनुहुन्छ
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थासित भएको यसको सम्बन्धलाई
everything Jesus did was in relationship to the law of God.
येशु ख्रीष्टले गर्नुभएको हरेक कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थासँग सम्बन्धित थियो.
He was a legal person.
उहाँ एउटा कानूनी व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He was a legal representative.
उहाँ कानूनी प्रतिनिधि हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And in his life,
उहाँको जीवनमा
he perfectly obeyed the commandments of the law.
उहाँले सिद्ध रूपमा व्यवस्थाका आज्ञाहरूलाई पालन गर्नुभयो.
And in his death,
उहाँको मृत्युमा
he perfectly suffered the curse of the law.
व्यवस्थाको श्रापलाई सिद्ध रूपमा भोग्नुभयो.
That the requirements of the law,
ताकि व्यवस्थाका मागहरू
and the curse of the law,
व्यवस्थाको श्रापहरू
were fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
येशू ख्रीष्टद्वारा चाहिँ पूरा गरिन
सक्यो. The last Adam,
आखिरी
आदम, the true Israel,
साँचो इस्राएल,
our representative,
हाम्रो प्रतिनिधि,
he did what we could not do.
हामीले चाहिँ गर्न सक्दैनौ. उहाँले
he obeyed the law in his life.
उहाँको जीवन उहाँले व्यवस्था पालन
गर्नुभयो. And he suffered its curse in his death. अनि
व्यवस्थाको श्राप भोग्नुभयो.
And if you believe in him,
यदि तपाईँले उहाँमाथि विश्वास गर्नुभयो,
the cloud is gone.
त्यो बादल अब जान्छ.
And the righteous requirements of the law are given to you as a gift.
अनि व्यवस्थाको त्यो धार्मिक वरदान चाहिँ तपाईँलाई उपहारको निम्ति सुम्पिन्छ.
And the righteousness that Jesus earned,
अनि जुन धार्मिकता यसले कमाउनु भयो,
that he worked for,
जसको निम्ति उहाँले काम गर्नुभयो,
that he accomplished in his life,
उहाँले आफ्नो जीवनमा पूरा गर्नुभयो,
is credited to your account,
अनि तपाईँको खातामा त्यसले
तारिन्छ, it is transferred to your legal record,
अनि तपाईँको कानूनी अभिलेखमा
त्यसले राखिन्छ, you remember your legal record,
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ तपाईँको कानूनी अभिलेख के थियो,
God wipes it clean,
परमेश्वरले अब यसलाई चाहिँ मेटिदिनुहुन्छ,
and he pronounces it paid in full,
अनि उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ कि यसको पूरै भुक्तानी गरिएको छ,
by Jesus on the cross,
येशू ख्रीष्ट क्रुसमा मर्नु भएर,
and he removes the penalty of sin,
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ पापको दण्डलाई चाहिँ हटाइदिनुहुन्छ,
and he pardons all of our sin,
हाम्रो सबै पापलाई क्षमा दिनुहुन्छ,
but he does more than that,
त्यो भन्दा बेसी गर्नुहुन्छ उहाँले,
he erases the guilt of our sin,
अनि हाम्रो पापको दोषलाई पनि मेटिदिनुहुन्छ,
we don't have to make payment,
हामीले अब भुक्तानी तिर्नु
पर्दैन, somebody else may pay,
कसैले पेन भुक्तानी तिरिदिसक्यो,
he erases it clean,
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ मेटिदिनुहुन्छ,
then he puts a new mark on it,
अनि यसमा एउटा नयाँ चिन्ह लगाउनुहुन्छ,
he says paid in full,
अनि यहाँ तिरिएको छ पूर्ण रूपमा तिरिएको छ भनेर
लगाइन्छ and transfers to our record the righteousness of his son
अनि उहाँको पुत्रको धार्मिकता चाहिँ यहाँ लिएर राखिन्छ
and that is justification
त्यसलाई हामी धर्मीकरण
भन्छौ it has two parts
अनि यसका दुई भागहरु छन्
a declaration of righteousness
धार्मिकताको घोषणा
not your own righteousness
तपाईको आफ्नै धार्मिकता
not your own works
तपाईको आफ्नै काम
होइन not your own goodness
तपाईको आफ्नै भलाई
his righteousness
उहाँको धार्मिकता
his works
उहाँको काम
his goodness
उहाँको भलाई
You couldn't earn it. You couldn't obey the law. He earned it. He worked for it. He accomplished it in his life. And if you trust him, the righteousness of Jesus that he accomplished in his life is put on your record.
तपाईँको अभिलेखमा ल्याएर राखिन्छ
and the curse of the law
अनि व्यवस्थाको श्राप
it was over your head
जुन तपाईँको टाउकोमा
थियो and the guilt of sin
अनि पापको दोष
and the condemnation of sin
अनि पापको दण्डाज्ञा
is erased
त्यो सबै मेटिन्छ
why
किन त
because on the cross
किनकि
the son of god
परमेश्वरको पुत्र
suffered the curse of the law
पापको श्राप
and he paid the penalty and the cloud
अनि त्यो बादल
is gone
अब गएको छ
gone
गयो
gone
गइसक्यो
and you're no longer under law
अब तपाईं चाहिँ व्यवस्थाको अधीन मुनि हुनुहुन्छ
you're under grace
अनुग्रह मुनि हुनुहुन्छ
because your cloud
किनकि तपाईंको
your punishment
तपाईंको दण्ड
your judgment
तपाईंको न्याय
your guilt
तपाईंको दोष
fell on his holy head
उहाँको पवित्र शिरमाथि पर्यो
and if you trust him
यदि तपाईँले उहाँमाथि भरोसा गर्नुभयो
भने He declares you righteous
उहाँले तपाईँलाई धार्मिक घोषणा
गर्नु not by your own goodness
तपाईँको आफ्नै असल काम
but by a righteousness outside of yourself
तर तपाईँभन्दा बाहिर भएको धार्मिकताद्वारा
in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed
सुसमाचारमा परमेश्वरको धार्मिकता प्रकट गरिएको
is that righteousness
धार्मिकता के हो त
the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ
आज्ञाकारिता जुन येशूले पूरा गर्नुभयो
that is what righteousness is
त्यही नै धार्मिकता हो
perfectly obeying the law
व्यवस्थालाई सिद्ध रूपमा पालन गर्नु
the gospel of God
परमेश्वरको सुसमाचार
is Jesus life
Jesus jeevan
Jesus death
Jesus mrityu
Jesus resurrection
Jesus punaruthan ho
if you're a christian
yadi tapai christian hununcha bhane
the cloud is gone
tyo badal tapai ko tauko bata hatera gayeko
chha
kina
because your representative
kinaki tapai ko pratinidhi
le came to this earth
pratinidhi yo dharti ma aunu bhayo
and he obeyed
ani wale purna rupma aagya palan garnu bhayo
the law
ty byabasthala palan garnu
bhayo in life
unko jivan ma
and in death
unko mrityu ma
and my friends
he priya sathiharu
that is the gospel
tei nai susamachar
and when he died on the cross
sabha krus ma marnu bhayo
three things
tinra kura haru
redemption
chutkara
reconciliation
milap
satisfaction
santushti
We don't have time to talk about that today.
But
listen carefully. Jesus' relationship to the law.
Is
important to understand. The cross of Christ. Has a foundation. God took that cross.
येशूले परमेश्वरले त्यो क्रूसलाई लिनुभयो.
And he drove it down into the law.
अनि त्यसलाई चाहिँ व्यवस्था मुनि गाडी दिनुभयो.
And above that cross.
अनि क्रूसमाथि
is the law.
व्यवस्थामा क्रूसमाथि व्यवस्था थियो.
And that cross.
अनि त्यो क्रूसको मुनि
the righteous requirements of the law.
व्यवस्थाका धार्मिक मागहरू थियो
above that cross
क्रूसको माथि
the curse of the law
व्यवस्थाको श्राप थियो
if you don't understand the law of God
यदि तपाईले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई बुझ्नु
भएन भने you can't understand the life of Christ
येशूको जीवनलाई तपाईले
बुझ्नु if you don't understand the law of God
यदि तपाईले परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई
बुझ्नु भएन you can't understand the death of Christ
येशूको मृत्युलाई बुझ्न सक्नुहुन्न
because everything Jesus did
येशूले गर्नुभएको हरेक
कुरा in life
जीवनमा
and in death
या मृत्युमा
होस् in relationship to the law of God.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थासँग सम्बन्धित
थियो. And he obeyed.
अनि उहाँले आज्ञा पालन गर्नुभयो.
And that's why you.
यसकारणले गर्दा तपाईं
and I
र म
are saved.
हामीले मुक्ति पाएका छौं.
thanks be unto God for Jesus Christ. Now let's pray.